A small piece of land at 12th Street and Broadway in Phoenix holds a forgotten piece of the city's history. It's called the Sotelo Heard Cemetery, although it's also been called by other names, including the Mexican Cemetery, and it's been neglected for decades. John Deanna writes about that in efforts to protect the cemetery. He's a senior reporter with the Arizona Republic storytelling team. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with him and started the conversation by asking for the thumbnail version of the incredibly long and interesting history of this piece of land.
Yeah, it was first owned by a guy named Michael Wormser, who is one of the founders of Phoenix, and he assembled it in a legal but not so nice way by foreclosing on Mexican landowners and homesteaders who he had lent money to buy seeds and to buy equipment for their crops. He also controlled the water, and when there wasn't enough water to make their crops successful, then he turned around and foreclosed on their property.
And after that, it sounds like it went through a number of owners. In some cases, it sounds like we're not really sure exactly how the land changed hands.
Yeah, it actually went from Wormser to Dwight Hurd, who was one of the key guys who made Phoenix pop in the beginning of the 20th century. He was a wealthy businessman and financier, and he actually became an important political figure in Arizona as well. And he was a little bit more of a benevolent overlord as far as the land is concerned. And many of the people who wound up being buried in that cemetery were the children of people who worked for Dwight Hurd on his ranch.
What does this land look like now?
The land Hurd owned is all subdivided, but the land where the cemetery is on is a 9-acre parcel or so, and now there is a charter school on one end of it, and there is a Salvation Army rec center on the other side of it, and this little cemetery is about a postage stamp of just under an acre. And you can't even tell it's a cemetery. There are a lot of river rocks strewn around it. And in our video that we did a drone video, you can see the outlines of the graves where the river rock is concentrated. But there's no way you could even tell that it's a cemetery just by looking at it at ground level.
You write about efforts now to sort of recognize and protect this particular part of Phoenix, this very old cemetery. Who are the people doing this, and why are they trying to do it?
Yeah, well, nobody's been buried in the cemetery since the 1920s, and it fell into just incredible disrepair, and it's been vandalized. There aren't any real headstones there anymore. A man named Tim Diaz grew up across the street from the cemetery, and he has kind of been a self-appointed guardian. People actually call him on his cell phone when they see a strange car pull up to the cemetery. He would like, and others would like, the cemetery to be fenced off completely and inaccessible to, you know, dumping and things like that. And they'd like a nice gate put up that memorializes the people who were buried there. And their position is that the people who are buried in that cemetery are mostly migrant workers or Mexican farm laborers, and, you know, that they deserve some measure of dignity. And while it would be impossible to go back and see who's buried in each grave and to erect an individual monument to those people, they'd just like to see it set off. And as Tim Diaz put it to me, he said, you know, it's not to keep people out, but to let people know that there is a cemetery there.
More of sort of recognizing the group of people who are buried there as opposed to any one individual person.
Yeah, these are people upon whose backs Phoenix was built and on whose backs great fortunes were made, unfortunately not by these people. But still, you know, they played a critical part in the development of Phoenix in its very early days. Most of the people buried in that cemetery are children. And when you go through the list of the names and the causes of death, it's just heartbreaking. It's diphtheria, it's whooping cough, it's scarlet fever, it's, you know, all kinds of things. But it's just got a heartbreaking legacy. And to walk through that cemetery today and see, you know, that nobody can even tell that there were people underneath your feet, it's just a tragedy.
Who owns the land now? I mean, how realistic is it that Diaz and others can get a gate and fences and sort of recognize this spot?
Yeah, the cemetery is owned now by a nonprofit housing company called Trellis. And I spoke with the CEO, and she feels, you know, that the company would like to be able to do something, but right now they're not in a financial position to do anything. I took a look at their nonprofit statements and their tax returns and their annual report, and they do have a significant amount of cash on hand. She contends that it's earmarked for other uses, and that because they're a mortgage lender, they have to keep a certain balance on hand. But it seems like they do have some flexibility there. She herself is the child of farm workers, so she's sympathetic to it. Ultimately, I think this might be the kind of thing where communities come together. ASU runs the charter school that's near there, so perhaps they could do something combining with the local activists, Tim Diaz, Frank Barrios, and Jose Viela. They might be able to work with Trellis and get some sort of fundraising campaign together.
All right, that's John Deanna, senior reporter with the Arizona Republic Storytellers team. We're talking about his piece on the Sotelo Heard Cemetery in Phoenix. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Mark.